Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Saturday, May 9th, 2026. Today, we've got some really interesting stories covering everything from cybersecurity to market valuations.
That's right, Paul. It's been a busy day in the AI world, and some of these topics really highlight the rapid changes we're seeing across the industry.
Absolutely. Kicking things off with a fascinating piece. AI's advanced cybersecurity capabilities are forcing a rethink of security disclosure practices. It seems AI is breaking traditional vulnerability cultures.
This is a big one, Paul. We're seeing a tension between quote-unquote giving maintainers time to fix a bug privately and the bugs are bugs Linux approach of fixing things openly and quickly. AI's ability to quickly spot vulnerabilities in public commits makes the latter a much riskier game now.
Right. It's a double-edged sword. AI can help find bugs, but it also makes it easier for bad actors to find them once a fix is committed, even if the vulnerability isn't explicitly announced. It's a fundamental shift in how we approach security.
Exactly. The signal-to-noise ratio in commit logs is improving for AI, making it more attractive for automated vulnerability discovery. This really underscores the need for new disclosure strategies.
Moving on, a new benchmark called Sysmo Bench has been launched. It's exposing LLM gaps and highlighting the success of specialized AI agents in formal system modeling.
This benchmark is crucial, Paul. It differentiates between LLMs that can simply recall a known specification, like the Raft paper, and those that can truly abstract logic from complex implementations to create a correct formal model for something novel, like ATCD's Raft implementation. It shows a key limitation in current LLMs.
That's a great distinction. It's not just about regurgitating information, but true understanding and application. Speaking of models, the Allen Institute for AI, or AI2, has released EMO, a mixture of experts model with emergent modularity.
EMO is exciting because it addresses the computational cost of massive LLMs. It allows using just a small subset of experts for specific tasks while maintaining near full model performance, which could significantly reduce deployment costs and memory footprint for specialized applications.
That's a huge step towards more efficient and practical AI deployment. Now for some financial news that's making waves. Anthropic is reportedly valued at $1.2 trillion, potentially overtaking OpenAI.
Yes, Paul, after their, quote, miracle Q1 with 80x annualized growth, Anthropic's valuation has absolutely skyrocketed. This puts them among the most valuable companies globally and really shakes up the competitive landscape in the AI space.
Incredible growth. And on a more practical note for many users, both Claude for Excel and ChatGPT for Excel sidebars have launched, with formula reading capabilities.
This is a game changer for anyone who works with spreadsheets. No longer just analyzing values, these new sidebars can actually understand and explain complex formulas, making Excel work much more accessible and efficient for users.
That's a massive productivity boost. Finally, a concerning research finding. Frontier LLMs are corrupting documents in delegated workflows.
This study, Delegate 52, highlights a trust issue with LLMs in delegated tasks. It found that when LLMs are tasked with in-depth document editing across various professional domains, they can introduce errors, which is a significant hurdle for widespread adoption in critical knowledge work.
That's definitely something to keep an eye on as we delegate more tasks to AI. And that's the MergeSort AI Digest for May 9th, 2026. Thanks for joining us, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to dive into these stories with you.
We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.